Good morning. I invite you to open your Bibles with me to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5. I'll begin reading in verse 14. For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. Therefore, from now on, we recognize no man according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were entreating through us, we beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We've gathered together this morning to remember and reflect on the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this passage reminds us of a basic truth of the gospel, that Jesus died to save us from our sins and the consequences of our sins, death. As we see here in verses 19 and 21, he became sin on our behalf so that God would not count our trespasses against us in him. And he died on our behalf so that we would not have to die. This passage also makes clear that Christ not only died to save us from something, he died to save us for something. And we see in verse 15 what it is that Christ died to save us for when he says that he died so that we would live no longer for ourselves, but for him. And he elaborates on what he means by this idea, that we would live for him in three ways. First, the Holy Spirit, through Paul, explains the magnitude or the extent of this change in our lives by saying in verses 14 and 17 that our old selves have died. And that in Christ we are new creatures, new beings. In other words, it's not a change on the margins, it's a fundamental change of who we are in him. Paul goes on to explain the nature or the character of this change in our lives by saying that we are to become the righteousness of God in him. And again in verse 14 by saying that in our new lives, the love of Christ controls us. That in this life we submit ourselves to, we are guided by the love of Christ. And thirdly, he explains here that in this new life, we have a new purpose, that God has given us a mission, and that mission is to carry out, as he says, the ministry of reconciliation. Just as Jesus died on our behalf, he calls us to do something on his behalf, to implore others to be reconciled to God as we have been through Christ's death and resurrection. So sharing in the Lord's Supper indeed is a time for remembrance. And in our remembrance, we express sorrow for our sins and for his suffering. We give thanks for his willing sacrifice. We praise him for his triumph over death. But sharing in the Lord's Supper is also a time for renewal. And in our remembrance this morning, let us renew our commitment to live new lives in him, to live our lives no longer for ourselves, but for our Lord, who died and rose again on our behalf.